One day I just woke up wondering why, if I ask you, do you know any big female composer, like famous female composer in the history? And I asked myself, no, I don't. I mean, of course they existed, but they not became famous or like stays in the days, in the century, in the history. And so I start research because I come from music. I'm a songwriter, and I always, not always, but sometimes I feel like surrounded by lots of great songwriters that are a little bit underestimated, like if the big audience is not very used to is not used to listen to this kind of creativity, which is not very different from the man, but so yes, I began to do some research, and I discovered that the first book of madrigali written by a woman was in the 16th century, and then I keep look in the history of all the experience that has this female composer as protagonist, and I landed in this wonderful like environment, the ospedali in the 18th century in Venice, and I discovered that the highest education, musical education, was given to rich girls, like from noble families, and orphans. So when I read orphans, I said, well, that's interesting. And I discovered that there was these huge institutions, like four of them, they were famous in Venice. And these orphans were guests of this institution. And they were really great musicians, but do the musician as professional, it was not allowed to them. And I decided that this could be a nice story.